Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. It is time for the Agri-Marketing Conference, that annual event that is put on by the National Agri-Marketing Association. It will take place again in Kansas City this year before moving to Jacksonville, Florida next year. Let's get a little bit of a preview of what we can expect, at least some of the things we can expect from this year's conference. I visited with Brian Kelly. He is with the National FFA organization. He chaired the trade show committee. We call that the connection point. And I also visited with Jeff Hartz with Wiffles Hybrids. He chaired the Best of NAMA committee. Both of these guys are going to talk to us a little bit about what their committees have worked on and what we can expect out of this year's conference. We'll start out with Brian. Brian, tell me a little bit about how things are going with this thing we call the Connection Point, which is the trade show that associated with the annual Agri-Marketing Conference.
It's going very well. We're very excited to have a number of returning companies exhibiting with us this year. I don't know the exact number that we have signed up thus far, but from what I've been told, we are right in line with where we should be in sales. So everything's going very well.
You know, I love it when it's all good, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, we go to this conference because we have everything from educational sessions to networking opportunities to, awarding individuals for their achievements. That includes the Best of NAMA competition awards. And this trade show, which we've exhibited now for a number of years, really that networking element of NAMA and this Agri-Marketing Conference is just so important, isn't it?
It's vital. There's still nothing that replaces that face-to-face connection. The day of social media, as it is what it is, and email communications and even phone calls, you still can't beat having a face-to-face conversation, be able to shake someone's hand and have a conversation and dialogue that leads to an end result that works out for both sides of the conversation. So, in my background, my experience, that's what, I'm in charge of for the FFA, and it applies there and applies for NAMA as well. So we're very excited about what this opportunity is and how face-to-face conversations will lead to great things at the end of the conference.
Well, I remember being chair of this committee myself once upon a time, and over the years we've made some changes in the schedule. How about this year as far as the hours and schedule for Connection Point? Are we same as last year, or maybe just want to review this if you got that information?
Sure. For Wednesday, we'll have a kind of an opening reception tied to the Best of NAMA from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., then on Thursday, we have various hours based on the program schedule, but opening for lunch 12:30 to 2, and then again, being open, looking at the schedule here, between 3 and 7 p.m., it looks like. At the close of the show will be the silent auction. It should be an exciting time. I know last year, with my first time exhibiting there, we had a great level of interaction, and we're looking forward to exhibiting as well. And I'm sure the other companies that are partaking as exhibitors are anxious to meet and have conversation with the attendees and just dialogue and find out what's going on in the agri-marketing world.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when we get to the end of the closing reception there for the trade show, there's a lot of things going on. You've got the final results from the student competition that get announced. You've got, you mentioned the silent auction for the ABEF, the Agribusiness Educational Foundation. And, we encourage everybody that's going to go to the conference to come in there and try to support that. We've got a pretty cool item we've donated. I won't say more at the moment. Let people come and find it for themselves. But,
sure.
It's a great way to support our young people, too.
It absolutely is, and working for the National Cafe, young people are key to us and our success. And so, you know, seeing these college students competing at this level and carrying on with their passion and desire for agricultural careers and ag business as a whole, this is a very exciting time for us as well. We're cheering them all on. We try not to have any favorites based on, you know, our alma maters, but it's hard to flee from that at times. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also know that some of these NAMA student competition teams are made up with probably a lot of former FFA members.
We're actually, one of the things I'm trying to accomplish while we're there is strengthening that relationship between FFA and NAMA and kind of getting them re-engaged with our audience. We've kind of lost ties a little bit, so we're trying to strengthen that relationship at the association level, getting more of a partnership collaboration between what we do and what NAMA represents.
That's what it's all about, and sure looking forward to it, and thank you very much for your work in helping chair that committee this year. I'm looking forward to a great one in Kansas City again.
Well, we'll see you here in just a few days, Chuck.
ZimCom will be exhibiting at the Connection Point once again. I don't know how many years now we've been doing it, but I got to tell you, it is very much worth it, and would encourage any company involved in agri-marketing to consider doing so. Now let's learn about what's going on with Best of NAMA from Committee Chair Jeff Hartz. Jeff, as chair of the Best of NAMA committee for this year's Agri-Marketing Conference, tell me a little bit about what your duties are with you and your committee.
Well, we oversee the judging of all the work and the Best of NAMA show, as well as all the regional competitions that send work on to the national level. So this year we've had an outstanding year of participation in 2012 and 13. Best of NAMA has been one of the biggest ever. We've had well over 1,400 regional entries, which is the highest since 1999, and 550 of those have advanced to the national competition. So it's going to be an outstanding competition where we've got a chance to view the kind of the cream of the crop in agriculture.
Well, when you look at those awards that have been sent in, there's definitely got to be a little bit of logistics involved just in terms of managing that number of entries and getting judges involved in it. Are you still doing the judging where you kind of bring in a bunch of judges to take a look at all of it in one central location, for example?
Yeah, the logistics, anybody that's ever participated, I think the first time you see it, it's kind of shocking because the amount of space we take up to physically spread out the work and then navigate throughout it to judging effectively is fairly significant. So once you see the bulk of work all in one spot, I think it's pretty impressive and makes a little bit of an impact on that alone. But I think the way that the judges are organized and the way that we organize the participation of the judges is actually a pretty big strength of our organization and a strength of the contest because, you know, we've got people from all corners of agriculture in a lot of different roles. So we get a lot of different perspectives on it, and we get a lot of people that come across a lot of different pieces of work. So, you know, I think we have a really good perspective. The judges have a good perspective on what good work is and how stuff stacks up against each other.
Yeah, I just actually judged another association, one I actually don't even belong to, but they, you know, reached out and wanted to on purpose kind of outside of their area to get some different perspective from judging their awards, and this is in this electronic area. Has that made for any kind of a challenge here when you're looking at things like what we're doing in, you know, social media and different kinds of web apps and things like this today for these type of awards?
Yep, absolutely. You know, the logistics of navigating some of the new media and some of the new kind of categories that we've developed and some of the new materials that get submitted is a big challenge. And the staff at NAMA, I think, has really helped address that. This is the first year we've allowed participants to enter work via upload through an extranet site. And that's made the, you know, it's just been a lot easier to enter and judge material that way and to get through a, you know, a bulk of work fairly effectively and efficiently. So I think that's been a big advancement, and that's helped the whole judging process.
Well, we're going to get to see the results of all of this here, like you said, next week. Actually, probably the week that we'll publish this, with the Agri-Marketing Conference taking place. So I guess we're going to look forward to another great Best of NAMA ceremony at this year's conference.
Yep. I think, I'd encourage everybody to get out and attend. It's one of the most significant, important parts, I think, of our organization as a whole, and even the national event. I think, you know, this is the work that influences and shapes all of our brands. We all have a vested interest in it. And I think, you know, it's just important at least once a year to sit down, honor the work, respect the work and the people associated with it.
Well, it's all about the best. That's why we call it Best of NAMA. And Jeff, want to thank you very much, you and your big committee of two for overseeing this. And of course, we got to mention the staff at the NAMA office, Jenny and her crew, because they really do a lot of the work. I'm on the executive committee, and I see that in other areas besides this. So great job that they do, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry you brought that up before I do, but Jenny Pickett and her staff do an incredible job at organizing the logistics of this thing and the amount of materials that come in, keeping everything straight, keeping everybody on task. It's an event that's truly worthy of the work it showcases.
You probably got that NAMA office number memorized by now, I'll bet.
I got it on speed dial.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else, Jeff, about Best of NAMA this year that we should know as we get very close to this year's conference?
Well, I just think, again, it's going to be an outstanding competition. We've got a tremendous number of entries, a tremendous amount of support from all throughout the industry, and it's a chance to see some of the best and brightest work and minds in one place.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jeff Hartz with Wiffles Hybrids. He is Best of NAMA Committee Chair. This week, you can follow along all the happenings at the Agri-Marketing Conference on agwire.com. And that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.